It's Saturday, February the 20th, 2010. You're moving at the speed of creativity with Wesley Fryer, broadcasting from Edmond, Oklahoma. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another recorded podcast from this past week in Oklahoma. And I am pleased to bring you this 7-minute interview, which I conducted on Wednesday, the 17th of February, 2010, on the John Lennon Educational Tour Bus. This is an interview with Ryan, who is one of the staff aboard the bus, and on the John Lennon Tour Bus website, it says that Ryan is from Pismo Beach, California, and has been playing in bands since he was 12. He loves music and has been either performing or recording it since he was in a onesie. After working as an assistant engineer at his community college, he decided to hone his skills at Expression College in Emeryville, where he received his bachelor's degree. While in school, Ryan worked with a very diverse group of artists and musicians and spent a lot of his time doing freelance live sound work. Ryan loves to surf and is always down for a good time and is known as the Grill Master to some of his friends. If you're not familiar with the John Lennon Educational Tour Bus, you definitely should check out their website. Their next destination, following Yukon, Oklahoma this week, was Hampton, Virginia, for the Black Eyed Peas tour. In fact, the bus driver for the bus had toured with the Black Eyed Peas, and they've recorded along with numerous other musical artists inside the bus. As you'll find out when you hear Ryan share a little bit about what he does, the bus is a sound studio that is completely portable, and one of the main purposes is to inspire creativity and the creation of original music tracks by students who have an opportunity, as students from Yukon High School in Oklahoma did this Wednesday, to spend most of the day with professional recording artists. And there were 4 girls and 4 boys that had that opportunity, and then they shot a music video, which I couldn't find today on the John Lennon School Bus website, but is supposed to be published shortly. So I'll also include in the podcast show notes, in addition to links to the bus, links to a Flickr set of images that I created when I had an opportunity to tour, and special thanks to Don Danker, who is the CIO in Yukon Public Schools and is working along with many others there in Yukon schools to encourage creativity and the safe sharing of media in various forms on the global stage of the internet. So, kudos to Yukon Public Schools, and here is Ryan aboard the John Lennon Educational School Bus. Ryan on the John Lennon bus. Do you get to do this all the time?
I do. I actually travel on the bus 10 months out of the year, giving kids free hands-on opportunities in audio, video, and multimedia production.
Wow. And what's your background? How did you get to do this?
I started out as an audio engineer. I actually went to college for music production. And from that, I was hired out of college to come out here on the road and be doing audio, video, directing, producing, all that kind of stuff.
So we're looking at it. How big are those screens? 30-inch?
They're dual 30-inch cinema display monitors from Apple.
And so this is Logic Pro that you're using?
I'm using Logic Pro today. We're also equipped with a Pro Tools HD5 rig. HD6 rig. So we're completely outfitted with all the latest equipment, all provided by our sponsors. Our major sponsors, Sony, Apple, Maxell, also Avid and DigiDesign, provide most of the equipment that you see. Our sponsors either provide equipment for the bus or they provide funding for us to be out on the road and pay for our expenses.
So I know there were 8 students that were selected to come in this morning. What was their experience like today? What did you take them through?
Basically what they did is they came on and we did introductions and tried to find out what everyone's likes and dislikes are, what their musical interests are, and also what their musical backgrounds are. We took that and were able to mold it into a piece where they've all collaborated together to write an original song. Now, what we're doing for the rest of the day is we'll be taking them out, shooting a complete music video for it while I'm in here kind of editing away, and by the end of the day, we'll try to get them all kind of together to be able to have a music video project that accompanies the music that they created.
Wow, so that's what they're doing right now?
That's what they're doing right now. They went out to shoot the music video, and once they get it all captured, and we'll ingest the footage and start putting together the project.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit about your role and what you find challenging, but I guess there have been some pretty famous folks here in the bus.
What, absolutely.
Who's been in the bus and recorded before that people might recognize?
A lot of the house names that we have come in here are people like the Black Eyed Peas, who we work with frequently, as well as Natasha Benningfield. Willa M. from the Black Eyed Peas works on the studio a lot. Matt Morris is an upcoming artist that we do a lot of stuff with. Brian McKnight. The list goes on and on. Yoko Ono records on here sometimes. We really are open not only to artists and celebrities, but as well as students and kids all across the country.
Wow. And so people can go to the website and be able to see productions that have happened in you know, wherever you go, basically?
Absolutely. Go on our website, www.lennonbus.org. You can check out all of the videos and all the projects that we work on all across the country, as well as keep track of where we're going to be next.
Well, what do you find both most challenging in the role that you have facilitating these student projects and also most rewarding?
I think the most challenging thing would be getting large groups of kids to all collaborate together. And most of the time they get along just fine because it's a great medium for them where they're having a lot of fun. But the challenging part is getting them out of their, when they initially come on, a lot of times they're very shy and very, you know, kind of starstruck with all the equipment that's in here. So getting them to a level where they can be creative can be a challenge. But once they're there, we're able to create all kinds of awesome, interesting concepts and ideas that they get to call their own.
Cool. What do you find most rewarding in that role, I guess, of helping students?
I think from early on, I've found the most rewarding part being able to give students the opportunity to express themselves and share their musical talents and abilities, as well as being a creative outlet when something like their normal school day, they're not always challenged to be able to be creative. And so when they come on the bus, they're able to use all this amazing equipment that the students are able to use. And they're also able to put together an original video project that they get to go and show all their friends, put on the web, and promote themselves to hopefully further their career someday.
Right. Well, for people who can't see, can you kind of describe the elements here? And how is this different than what you would have in a traditional non-mobile studio?
One of the specific things, we're on a bus, so we have very, very limited space. Our chief engineer, Jeff Sobel, has crafted an amazing way of fitting every single piece of gear into such a small place. It was brilliant work on his part. Now, the studios are separated into three separate studios, or it can be one large studio. The front studio is primarily our video production studio. We're running Avid Media Composer, as well as Final Cut Pro. Our middle studio is our audio production suite, where we like I said, use Logic or Pro Tools. We're in the audio studio at this moment. Our rear studio is an isolated vocal booth, and also provides a 270-degree green screen for students to come in and shoot, and we can set up and shoot green screen in about 10 minutes for them to do any kind of concept videos or anything they'd like using the green screen.
Wow.
The other part that's a little bit unique about this is we actually live on this bus 10 months out of the year, so the rear studio is also our living quarters, quote-unquote bedroom of the engineers and staff on the bus. So you'll find our bunks back there, as well as you know, lots of soundproof and isolated glass that separates all the studios.
And I understand you're looking for an additional person, is that right?
At this point, we are. Actually, right now, there's two of us on the bus. The bus sleeps three. And so we're out traveling the country, interviewing people, and trying to get, interview for some kind of position with this job. It's very difficult because not only do you have to be an engineer, a producer, a roommate, as well as a maid, and so many other things that we have to do on this bus. There's two of us going all around the country, keeping it clean, being on TV, and all that stuff. So it has to be shipshape all the time.
So when you interview, how do you discern? People can look good on a resume. You can have certifications. What do you look for in that interview for your coworker?
It's pretty fun to do the interview process. It can be sometimes grueling, but just because of the specific capabilities that one must attain to be able to have this kind of lifestyle. It is a very tough lifestyle being on the road and, you know, working 16-plus hour days. But one of the major things we look for is not only technical ability, but as with a lot of jobs, personality. You know, you've got to be able to not only work with kids, but get along in a very tight, very small environment. And so it just creates a challenge in finding, you know, the right person.
Got to find people with a good sense of humor.
Absolutely. Very good sense of humor.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, anything else you wanted to ask? Or Okay. Well, thanks so much
for
being
here. Thank you very much for having
me. Is this the first time the Lennon Bus has been to Oklahoma?
This is not the first time the Lennon Bus has been to Oklahoma. We actually, for the current staff on board for 2010, this is the first time the two of us have been to Oklahoma. But early last year, we were actually in Tulsa shooting a music video on Easter Sunday.
Oh.
So if you go on our website, lennonbus.org, you can look it up by Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you can see all the cool stuff.
How did our Oklahoma students stack up for their creative and musical skills?
You know, it was really interesting. These kids actually came on, again, with nothing, and they worked their butts off to be able to create something that is not only somewhat of a classical piece, but has a very nice alternative rock edge to it. So it was something that they, you know, from coming from so many different backgrounds, from, you know, punk to jazz to everything else, it's really interesting the dynamic of songs that they put together with those kind of ideals.
Awesome. Well, we'll look forward to seeing it, and we'll link out to it.
Well,
thank you so much.
No problem.
Moving at the Speed of Creativity podcasts are independently produced and syndicated for a global audience by Wesley Fryer and are shared under a Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license. Learn more at www.speedofcreativity.org.